is an account on Instagram who is stealing all of my content and has AI'd a face, like made an AI face mm-hmm. on it. So it's like me doing like the dances, taking the photos, but it is not my face. It is some weird, like, alien-looking face on there, because it's not even done well. That's
no,
the thing.
No,
so I was like,
not at all.
Rude. You could at least put in the effort to, like, make it look good. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the iconic Delulu Canoe Podcast! Woohoo! Fireworks. Party, our guests are laughing, our studio audience. Just kidding, there's no one, it's just us three. But today, I actually have a special guest joining me as the producer. His very first time producing a podcast, but you know him from TV. He's on iconic shows, Adam Williams-Astro!
Hey, I will be playing the part of Cosmo today for the podcast. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Thank you for stepping in. I really appreciate you trying something new today and producing.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have all the power?
I'm looking at a lot of buttons that I don't know what they do, but I'm looking at three very specific buttons that I need to hit throughout the thing. So I think we're going to be okay. Like, it's a very complicated thing, but I think, you know, it's like two easy steps and we can get this down. This background looks really great, though.
I know, right? Man. I did a good job with set design.
Yeah, no, you did a really good job. Yeah, no, I'm excited. So I'll be Cosmo today. This is how Cosmo sounds in my head.
Oh, okay. I like that. Cosmo is busy at an event today, so we wish him the best. And of course, he'll be back next week. But we also have a guest today who is not from the United States. We've got a Canadian cutie here with us who her Instagram bio says that maple syrup does deserve to be on bacon. We have Kalaris Polaris.
Hi. That's so funny that you bring up my bio because I think that someone commented on a thing one time that was like, you're the maple syrup belongs on bacon girl. And I was like, I didn't realize that that was my thing, but here we are.
You're like, no one ever addresses me by my Instagram bio.
Yeah, right. Like, I just like threw that in there because, you know, I strongly believe that the two of them go together and that maple syrup is the ultimate condiment. So there you go.
Oh, there we go. I've never thought about the ultimate condiment
you
before.
You can put maple syrup on like pretty much anything and it's delightful.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should test that.
We should.
Yeah.
Video idea. I love that.
We should definitely do that for no one else except for us.
Just for us. You guys can watch if you want to, but no, it's so that we can eat different foods with maple syrup on them.
Now, I want to confirm because sometimes I say our guest names wrong and I have known them for years, but sometimes people just get a little shy and they don't want to correct you. Mm-hmm. Is it Kalaris? Is it Clarus?
So it started off hilarious. We're going to talk about my name for a little bit.
Go for it.
It started off as Kalaris Drakaris, sorry. Mm. And then I was like, oh, if I want to make merch, I don't really know who owns the rights to the word Drakaris. You know, I don't want to have to fight HBO on anything. So I changed it to Kalaris Polaris. However, on my channel over on Nerdy Nightly, I introduced myself as Clarus because it just I don't know.
It's cute.
It sounded fun. And so people call me Claris, Kalaris, or Clarus. All of those are totally acceptable. I will respond to any of them.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
great.
But it did start as Kalaris because it was inspired by Clara, who is one of my favorite Doctor Who companions.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I love her.
Aww. That makes sense, though, because I do feel like I was introduced to you where it was pronounced differently. And then recently I heard it as like moose, Clarus.
Clarus, yes.
Yeah, like
yes.
Cute little moose. And yes. I was like, oh, man, have I been saying it wrong? So I've always wanted to ask and clarify. And then also, like, I'm sure the fans, like, they don't know.
No,
it's tough sometimes.
I totally appreciate it, but I have definitely been at conventions where I hear Clarus, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's me.
That's me, girl. Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Now, I was scrolling on your social media like a couple days ago because I feel like you have some very, I wouldn't say like unique hot takes, but I feel like you end up in very strange situations that I have never seen other people go through. And I wanted to bring up, like, usually we have guests that come on and have, like, a very specific Delulu. But as soon as you were like, I don't know what to talk about, I was like, talk about the AI thing. It's wild.
Yep, it's something. I definitely have strong opinions. I don't always have, I try to be one of those people where if I don't know enough about like a topic or whatever, I will say I don't know, or I will ask questions. But the whole AI thing has been driving me up a wall. I found out the other day, literally 3 days ago, I think, that there is an account on Instagram who is stealing all of my content and has AI'd a face, like made an AI face on it. So it's like me doing like the dances, taking the photos, but it is not my face. It is some weird, like, alien looking face on there because it's not even done well. That's
no,
the thing. So I was like,
not at all.
Rude. You could at least put in the effort to like make it look good.
At least make me look cute if you're gonna steal my stuff.
Yeah, and the bio is, you know, like 21 year old cutie, and I'm like, gross. Like, please don't do that. I'm turning 30 this year, and I'm so excited. Aww. Like, genuinely, I cannot wait. I so much like. I don't know. People always, I think, glamorize the early 20s, and I don't really understand. That was a tumultuous time. Everything is so much better now.
Yeah. adults with adult money.
Yeah. And I just feel like I know who I am. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that makes a huge difference in how you, like, go through life.
For sure.
But, yeah, the whole AI thing is awful to me. I genuinely hate it. Mm-hmm. It makes me, like, so sad to see the direction that, like, the world is going in this and how we don't have any regulations
right.
for it. You know,
I agree.
The not my government, but, like, your guys' government is so concerned with the TikTok.
Go America!
Yeah, America.
We're run by a bunch of old men.
I'm planning to move here, so, like, it's gonna be...
so it'll be your government!
My problem soon. But I just mean, they're all so, like, ancient that they're just, like, we don't understand what to do about, like, how technology's evolving, especially AI, so they just don't do anything about it. And it's just...
But they attack TikTok.
Yeah,
like,
but they're like, you know what? TikTok. That's the battle that we're going to pick. Because it's easy to be like, ban or not ban, as opposed to putting in like nuanced regulations for how you use generative like AI. But it was such a weird experience because I was like, that is my content with someone else's face on it. That looks so weird.
Yeah, the strange thing to me about it is like, I personally haven't seen anybody do it to my content, which I'm like, cool, great, stay away from mine. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But it's like, I look at it and if I wasn't nitpicking and looking for it, like it's not done well by any means. Like you can tell it looks like the face is either like the eyes are a little too far apart or they just look like a little strange.
Or the smile's like.
But I wouldn't have even like, thought about it because I casually scroll and if I saw it I would have identified it as you in the scroll being like, oh look, there's Clark, like, because I know your backdrop, I know like what you look like, I've seen you in person.
Yeah,
but like as soon as you started doing stories on it, I was like, oh, this is bad, because people who have not met you in real life, like, sure, we can identify it's bad because it's you and your image, but like a fan might not.
And the thing is, in that particular, like, profile, there is a link to go sign up for, like, their premium content.
Do you think they're – have you bought their content to see if it's yours? Okay.
And that's the thing. Is I found out a few days ago, and obviously I don't want to, like, give this person money for, like, potentially – well, for definitely stealing my likeness, obviously, publicly. But, like, I don't know what's behind that paywall. And
I would pay.
I think I will.
I'm curious. Like,
I
pay.
I'm only here for the week, and it's kind of gotten a little out of hand. Like, all right, we're gonna go see this person, then we're gonna do that, and then we're gonna do that. Like,
yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, when we're in LA, I think we gotta. 1 week is just not enough time, so
you gotta move here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm working on it. Also gonna be back for Anime Expo. So.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm so excited for that. But yeah, I have I am so curious to find out. What they're doing with that content, if it's even my content, because there is like other people's content on that page as well. Like it is not just,
not just you,
only mine, but most of the recent reels are. And I was like, this is so surreal.
Yeah.
And I have very strong opinions on,
AI in general. Yeah.
The kind of people that use like generative image AI, because, you know, if you are using it, if you are putting photos in there, whether or not they belong to you, like, that program is actively making people's lives worse, mm-hmm. you know? There was that girl who literally killed herself because her classmates made AI porn of her, and it was awful and tragic, and if you are contributing to building that program, that algorithm, like, you are, I think, partially responsible for that, because I think that we need to be more of, like, a community. Like, we need to take care of one another.
Take care of our people.
Life mm-hmm. sucks by yourself. You know what I mean? I think yeah. that, like, you are in so many ways a reflection of the people that you keep around you mm-hmm. and vice versa. Like, yeah. I, you know, humans are social creatures. I think that that's been, like, proven enough that that's not a hot take, but hey.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not, like, hot takes the right word, but I feel like you have very unique situations that, like, yeah. happened to you, and I'm like, how did you get here? So back me up. Where, like, did a fan bring your attention to the page, or how did you first find it?
Someone, a friend of mine messaged me that, like, someone had messaged them, like, one of their like community members was like, hey, I found this thing. And I went actually into my message request, and there had been a couple people over the last few days who had tried to bring my attention to it, but, you know, Instagram message okay. requests
they get flooded.
Are a nightmare.
You get a lot of people in your DMs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Sorry. I don't really check my Instagram DMs. There are other ways to get it.
I do. DM me your pictures.
DM me, you cowards. So, yeah, there were a bunch of people that, like, were trying to get my attention on it. And I've just been busy
planning for
this trip and everything. And also planning a Candela Obscura show. If you're TTRPG fan, that's going to be dropping next month sometime.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like all Eldritch horror.
I don't know when this episode will come out, so probably by the time it comes out, it'll already be out.
Yeah, so go look for it because it's really freaking cool. Yeah, it was just like people were like, hey, I don't know if you saw this. And the fact that it's, like, you know, showing up on their, like, For You pages and stuff is...
Oh, so it's even on, like, TikTok, too? Or is it on,
no,
just
like
on Instagram?
No, like, Instagram. I did not find this person on TikTok. Instagram account. But it had, like, almost 5,000 followers.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
So what I think they did, if I were to, like, build a conspiracy theory, is I think that they saw, like, your content and was like, okay, I can easily, like, plop a face on here. Yeah. And, like, I don't think this person's, like, watching enough of their stuff, or, like, maybe they targeted you because of your looks or whatever the case. And I think they probably went and bought a few thousand fans to, like, solidify the account. So that way, if somebody were to look it up, it would be like, oh, this, like, beautiful, hot girl, so perfect. But she only has, like, two fans. I'm suspicious.
Yeah.
And plus, when I made the Delulu Canoe page on Instagram, you guys should go check it out if you haven't followed, but as soon as I made the page, I automatically got, like, five requests to be friends, and, like, I didn't tell anybody I made the page. So I feel like Instagram is like botting when you make a new page also. So I have a feeling whoever this person is, whatever they're trying to get out of it, I think they bought a couple thousand. Instagram, send them a couple of bots straight away.
Yeah.
So then when people see it, they're more willing to, like, spend money and follow to the
pay
site.
Yeah, it looks more legit.
Yep.
And, you know, the fact that you can do that right now is bonkers. It's like, you know, I'm sure your message requests are full of, like, hey, we should chat about this business opportunity thing. Yeesh. And it's an account with, like, a bunch of followers on it. So it looks like someone who's on the up and up, knows what they're doing, like, on the business side of content creation, when really they're just trying to take advantage of you.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing happening now, because now, like, Holly Wolf and I actually talked about this, where there's a lot of dudes running these, like, companies behind the scenes, but they'll use their clients, so, like, their female Instagram, you know, baddies, they'll use their account to DM other girls to get to join the company.
Yes. Oh, my manager really loves your look. Oh, I should connect with my manager. They can make you so much money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there actually was somebody recently who sent me a DM, and it was like a very iconic person that you and I both know. Chompy, will you, like, blur this name, like, put a little bloop over it? It was she DM'd me, which go visit us on Patreon. I'll say who it was. go on Patreon, support the podcast, please.
Get the unbloomed version.
Yeah, well, I'll say their name there. But they DM'd me and I thought it was fake because of the way the DM was sent.
Yeah.
Because there was no punctuation. There was nothing. It was just a bunch of words slammed together. And I think what actually happened is it was them voice messaging me because I was a little sussed about it. And then they hopped on the voice thing and was like, hi, it's actually me. Just let you know. But my theory is that I think they had their manager first type up a thing or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Like on the account and it like went out weird. That's so interesting. I didn't know. I mean, as a person, I know them. I love them.
Yeah.
Like, I think that they're wonderful. That is very strange to me.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to think like how it could, like, I was like, was she hacked? Like, and my brain is like, what happened there? So I might like ask and be like, hey, are we like, because I didn't even know they were repped. I don't know. That whole situation is fascinating to me.
That's why I was like, I feel like I should talk to you about this because I felt a little weird about it. But
yeah. And you know, I think that sometimes if you like actually know the person, things like that can come from a place of being genuine. For example, if I like suddenly signed with an agent who like really helped me out, came up with some awesome business strategies, and you know, I made some money, I blew up, like if I had that kind of success with somebody, I might like share it with my close friends and be like, hey, like here's how it goes. But the fact that it was in like a weird message and then it was like a hey, it's actually me kind of thing, it just is very sus.
And I'm dyslexic, so if I'm recognizing that there's punctuation, I can't even say the word, punctuation missing, that says something. And just to clarify, there's a difference between like manager, like somebody who's like helping you with your Instagram and helping you with TikTok.
Yes.
And then there's a difference to like OF manager. I'm not saying that this person has an OF manager.
Yeah.
I'm saying that they have someone who like goes through their DMs.
Because
like I don't know this person's situation, but it seemed more like someone running their Instagram rather than someone like being them on a pay site.
Right. Which would honestly make sense because of the size of that creator.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You know, that is a huge influx of like people trying to contact you, and that's why I am almost never in my Instagram DMs because I find it very, very overwhelming. And most of the time it's just like story replies, which like I'm grateful for. Like I'm happy that you're interacting with my content and that you're enjoying it, but it just makes like going through those things really difficult. And I found legit stuff in like my hidden requests. So the whole separation of it that Instagram has, I think needs some work.
yeah. I also like, there's some of you that I really like, don't get me wrong, but when you always, like, there's so many people sending me funny TikToks or funny short, I'm like, please, I don't have time, like, just,
If you watched every funny thing that anyone sent you, you would have no time in the day for anything else.
I would just sit right here and do nothing.
No, I feel that so hard. If people send me stuff on, like, my, like, premium pages and things like that, it's so much
very different.
Easier for me to, like, vet and, like, take the time and, like, watch stuff. Like, one of my fans is like, I think you would like this band called Unleash the Archers. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to check it out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like rocking out to them at the gym like every week.
I love that.
Very grateful for
suggestions
like,
are great.
Yes. 100%. Especially when like I know I'm going to see them. So
I also wanted to ask you about, oh, okay. This is another one of your like hot takes. In my opinion, I would label it a hot take. So you were one of the first people to leave Twitch and go to YouTube streaming.
Oh yeah.
And I remember being so shocked by you doing that like fans were asking me while I was Twitch streaming being like, oh, Kalaris is leaving Twitch. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to leave with her? Mm-hmm. Like, they were wanting to know what my plans were. And I was like, I don't know, but I don't know if she's what her goals are, but I don't know. I can't speak for her. Mm-hmm. And I, at the time, kind of thought like, what is she doing? I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
And then like a year later when all the like the Twitch being like, we want artistic noodles on here. And then they're like, just kidding. We don't want anybody painting or anything like that. And like the back and forth was just insane to me. So eventually I left as well because I was like, I don't want to juggle
the whiplash,
YouTube live streaming like, with Yeah, the Whiplash, the multiple, all the platforms now want you to live stream on them. And it's like, how can you live stream on what, 5 main platforms in order to be successful? Yeah, fuck that. That's too much. What the hell? Yeah. Then it's like Twitch, you don't get to keep as much of the money of subs. So it's like, I eventually caught up. But I wanted to ask you if you recall, like, making that leap.
Yes.
What did that feel like, and what was the final straw for you?
Okay. First of all, making that decision was a little bit terrifying.
Right.
If you haven't been on my, you know, content creation journey from the beginning, that is totally fair. I started streaming on Twitch in 2019, and that was the first, like, foray into having an online presence ever for me. It was 2019. I built a computer with my tax return, and I was like, I'm going to play some video games online and, like, just hang out with people. And I started off with Civilization 5 and Skyrim. Yeah, that was wild. What a time to be alive.
I played Skyrim for like 10 years, and that was like the only game I played.
I think I've owned, like, I've bought Skyrim like 6 different times. Same. Yeah, it's so good. But I booked a cruise ship job in 2020. And so packed up all my stuff in storage, put my computer away, told my community, hey, I'm going to be gone for 7 months and I'll be back. And I had built like a good little like group over like 6 months of streaming. You know, I was averaging like 20 to 30 people, and like that was really cool for me.
That's great.
Yeah, I had like people in my community that we were like, I felt like I was like friends with in the Discord, like we would like hang out. And so it was a bit hard to say goodbye to. And then the panini happened.
The panini!
While I was on a cruise ship, and that was an experience, let me tell you. I will probably never go on a cruise ship ever again. It's fine. It's just it's not really for me. And then like being stuck on there for 10 days with nothing but like white rice and fish head soup was like a lot. So when the panini happened, I moved back to Calgary temporarily because that's where like my family is from. And I had my friend ship me my computer from Toronto. Yeah, it's like pad it up real nice and good. I will pay you. I was so bored. I was so bored. I was dying. I was like, I need something to do to give my life direction. I was like, do I take a creative writing course? Like, I was literally like, what do I do with my time?
Yeah.
Got my computer back to me and started streaming on Twitch again that summer. And so Twitch was really the foundation of everything that I built up. So saying goodbye to it was incredibly difficult. But the last straw was the debacle with how advertising worked on Twitch. Not that I even really got advertising deals, brand deals, sponsorships, that kind of thing. But they made all these silly arbitrary rules where, you know, a banner image can only be like 3% of your screen and things like that. There were all these ridiculous rules that I thought would actively screw over creators, even if it wasn't personally screwing me over because it wasn't what I was focused on. I just thought it was a really shitty move. And that Twitch was not going to be the place to continue to try and grow. I do technically still stream on Twitch now because I like restream. People still watch me on Twitch, but I restream YouTube and Twitch. Because
define restream.
So it means you can stream simultaneously to multiple platforms. That's what I thought. Like you can do like TikTok, Kick, Twitch, YouTube. I think does Facebook streaming still exist?
I think so. Yeah, I think I know a lot of people that actually make money on there.
I was like, I've never used it. But I did make the hard flip over to YouTube for a while.
Yeah.
Which I'm very grateful for because I have all these like VODs that are saved. Because one thing about Twitch is it gets deleted, right? That content that you stream, that you make, it gets removed unless you take it, you record it, you do something with it.
Right.
So I hard flipped and streamed on YouTube for a while. And then when Twitch changed the rules about being able to restream, because before you were not allowed. Only stream on you. Whatever you were streaming on Twitch was exclusive to Twitch, unless it was a mobile app like TikTok. So you couldn't restream YouTube and Twitch at the same time. Then when they changed that rule, I said, you know what? I have a community that enjoys using Twitch as a platform. So yeah, I stream like maybe like once a week ish now. Mm-hmm. At least video games. Obviously, I've got like book club and I've got Dungeons and Dragons, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was a weird, rocky journey going through that because I just felt like Twitch was doing such a disservice to its creators. Mm-hmm. And the whiplash of it, the like flip-flopping back and forth on rules and things, it makes it so difficult for people to use and enjoy your platform. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I will give my community the option. You would like to watch me on YouTube and support me on YouTube, you're more than welcome. If you would like to support me on Twitch, you're more than welcome, because I know people have preferences as to which platform they just prefer the user experience for, which is absolutely fair. But yeah, that was such a rough decision to make, because I went to TwitchCon that year and I wasn't even streaming on Twitch.
Oh, wow.
Because I had already bought the tickets and the flights and everything like that. So kind of more just spent a weekend in Vegas.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that.
No. It was fun. But yeah, that was the time.
Well, I feel like even now, after having all that context, that it's not you making hot takes. I think it's you being a leader. That, like, you Thanks. Stick up for the underdog and you are taking a stand. Mm-hmm. Where, like, I am never the first person to make a drastic change. So I think that's why it struck me as so shocking at first. And I was like, she's leaving Twitch? Like, I'm so confused. What's happening? I don't know. But it totally makes sense now, having, like, all the context and all the pieces together. And I definitely think you are a leader. Despite Thanks. What you think, you know, despite if you believe that or not, it's you taking a stand for not only just yourself, but for other people who benefit off of getting advertisements and those sort of things. And I think that's why that whole wave of Twitch, that like new rules that they were trying to impose on people.
Yeah.
I felt like it didn't affect me and I didn't hear much about it because I wasn't in that category of like making money off it.
Yeah.
But for you to just throw down and be like, nah, I'm going to stick up for all these other people is awesome. So I commend you for that.
Thank you. It was a hard decision, but it was one of those like straw that breaks the camel's back kind of situations. Cause you know, Twitch had been flip-flopping on a bunch of other stuff for a while. And then that just felt like a really underhanded move where Twitch was so disconnected from its own community. Mm-hmm. And they were doing such a disservice to the creators. And I was like, I don't mess with that, you know?
I feel like a lot of the platforms right now are still trying to figure out their identity because every day, every week, I feel like there's new guidelines. Everybody's now introduced live streaming on their platforms. Everybody's now introducing some sort of monetization, whether it's like you can pay to be subscribed on Instagram and see a couple extra photos, but they can't be too spicy because then you get it taken away. Or like same thing with YouTube now has members so people can pay to like have a badge on their thing. It's like all of them are literally mimicking each other because they want to be the top free app.
Yes.
And as a content creator, it's like, why can't they all just exist and do what they do? Like they should all be fighting to have better monetization for their creators.
Yeah, I was literally just talking about this, that all of the apps are like trying to be one another instead of being the best at what they do best.
Right.
And I think that things would be so, so, so much better if like Instagram was like, we do photos the best.
Yeah.
You come to our app for high quality photo content and like, you know, I think like the Instagram stories, like that feels to me like it was the bread and butter of Instagram. And obviously
they stole that from Snapchat,
Did they? I can't remember. They definitely stole that from Snapchat. And I remember the moment it happened and everyone would be like, Instagram's trying to be Snapchat. But even if Instagram was just photos and like Snapchat was just like day in the life and TikTok was videos, I think you can have bleed into other categories. I don't see that as a problem. Mm-hmm. The weird issue to me comes in when the apps are trying to they feel like they're trying to hard 180 into what the other person's doing so they can also do that thing.
Yeah.
And I think that it's just going to kind of water everything down and that people are going to get tired of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope that's not the case. I hope people can still enjoy their social media experience because it's entertainment and we all need some levity in our lives. But yeah, it's I just got yesterday an invitation to the TikTok photo app, TikTok Notes.
I saw that,
And it's only, I believe right now, some Canadian and Australian creators, which why? I don't know. We don't even have the TikTok creator program in Canada.
Okay.
So that would have been nice first, I guess. I can't make money off TikTok. Like, there's no creator fund.
You're not missing out.
No.
I haven't made a dollar.
Yeah, I'm not, like, worried about it, but it is interesting that they're like, Canada, we're not going to give you monetization on TikTok, but we're going to give you this new photo app. And maybe it's not everybody. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I downloaded it, and there's, like, there's nobody on it right now. It is, like, literally brand new.
Okay.
And I'm like, we could just have TikTok be TikToks.
Yeah.
We could just do that. And
that'd be cool.
Not worry about trying to do everything all at the same time.
Yeah, it's so confusing as a content creator. I feel like right now it's like picking and choosing which one and then like really sinking your time into it. But I had no idea you started off on Twitch and that was like your first like dipping your toe into the pool of social media. Is there one that you feel like you're more iconically known for? Like, I feel like people really know me from TikTok from when I did like the Woody stuff. Like, people have made false narratives about me from LACC that year. Ooh. And it's hilarious. Not in a bad way. Not like that. But like, a lot of them thought after I hit like the 9 million on that one, they were like, oh, she's moving to Hollywood. I was like, I lived here.
Yeah,
like,
I'm already
I've been here. But I'm curious, is there a platform that people like iconically associate you with more than the others?
I don't know, actually. Okay. I would be so curious to see if anyone like comments under this video, like what you might associate me with. Cause I think I feel like in a weird way, I'm in so many different spaces because I've got a book club, which I love. We're currently doing Brandon Sanderson's stuff, about to start Warbreaker. Very, very fun, very cool. And then at the same time, I'm also trying to break into the TTRPG Dungeons and Dragons space. So I have like a live stream on Saturdays. Cause I feel like I don't really use my TikTok that much anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say maybe Twitch and YouTube, like live streams.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like you're definitely a live streamer.
Yeah. I like conversationalist content. Is that I don't even know if that's a...
Something where you're not just talking to a camera on a couch.
Yeah.
Sitting here and you're like, I don't know if this is going well.
Yeah. Like, and I don't really like script out my content. I like to hang out with people. I'm definitely an extrovert, very people person. Mm-hmm. I like to hear what people have to say.
Yeah.
And I like to have a conversation about, you know, topics, whatever comes to mind. And that's kind of what like book club is. Obviously Dungeons and Dragons is like an improvisational storytelling thing, but it's still improv. It's not scripted.
For sure. Definitely big improv.
Yeah. All my hauls are improvised. I don't script out my hauls and like try it out first. And obviously the video gaming is also all improvised.
It's in the moment.
A lot of the stuff I play now is like first time playthrough, like Baldur's Gate, currently. And so, yeah, I feel like the kind of, conversationalist content, live stream content, that kind of stuff is probably where people know me, but I don't actually know.
Adam, since you're not really big on social media, I'm curious if you could be, like, known for one of them, what would you choose? And you can't say IMDb, and you can't say Hulu, you can't name a streaming service.
Those are not social media.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
Just trying to cover the loophole before he finds it.
Yeah, I think, especially among my friend group, it's pretty well known that I'm not super big on social media.
Yeah.
Aging myself a little bit, but you know, that wasn't it wasn't really a thing when I was getting into adulthood, you know. I mean, like, I graduated high school before cell phones were readily available for everybody. You know, so yeah, I mean, Instagram is probably the one that I use the most. But I'm definitely like the lurker type where, you know, like, I know it sounds so bad, but like, I'll go on Instagram and I'll look at like hundreds of pages for hours and I'll post something like once every 3 months.
You are the audience.
You know? Yeah, exactly. I am the audience. Yeah. I mean, I used Facebook for a long time when that was kind of the first one and then like switched to Instagram and then kind of got into that a little bit. And then after that point, it was just kind of like, there's so many of them. You know, and they're all kind of, like you guys said, they're all kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, it didn't really seem like it was worth it to pick something. How do you guys think the TikTok thing's going to go? I mean, you know, that like
the ban?
Yeah, it's been signed in for the ban, but if they agree to sell it to a U.S. company, then they get to stay open.
Unfortunately, I don't think they can.
You don't think they can?
I believe I have seen, and this is going to be one of those instances where I'm not the expert, and so I'm not going to make any hard-to-find statements and hot
this
takes
for our
kids.
Opinion. Our opinion.
I believe I have seen somewhere that because of Chinese laws, very, I know, vague statement, that they actually cannot sell in a way, like, in the way that, like, fulfills the terms of what the U.S. government has asked for.
Yeah.
And I could be very wrong on that. But I think this is just, I think this is really just going to get messy.
Well, by the time this airs, too, I think, like, this whole thing will be resolved. We could be talking about something that's already banned by the time this comes
out.
This
might be old news.
My theory is I do think it's going to get banned. And I think a new app is going to emerge because, essentially, TikTok was Musical.ly beforehand. So it's already evolved. And I think people that develop apps are already working on it. So as soon as TikTok goes down, it'll be a brawl to see, like, what when will stick. And I think they'll need to cater to, like, celebrities, because if celebrities can get on it first, or maybe not essentially celebrities, but if they can, like, pay Charli D'Amelio or who's another big TikToker, like Addison Rae or like Sabrina Carpenter right now is really big. If they could get somebody like that on their app, that'll get more influence there, and then more people will join. So my theory is that TikTok will go down. I think it'll wait out the whole 9 months or whatever it is. And then I think it'll crumble. Other countries will still get to keep it. But I think in the U.S., someone's going to fight to make the next one.
And I think that because of, well, just because of how interconnected the world is, like, I think that having, there's so much American content on TikTok.
Oh, really?
I get pushed it. And I obviously the algorithm feeds you things that are, like, locally relevant to you, which is a little weird, but it is what it is. I do think that TikTok will never be the same without being in America. Like, you know, we joke about, like, America, but it is, it is a huge influence.
Yeah.
Hugely influential. And I mean, I've still been using TikTok less and less. And so if it gets banned, when it gets banned, I don't even know if I'll really put much effort into it at all. I feel really bad for creators who, like, that is their income.
Yeah.
Like, I...
Like, the shops on there.
I think what is happening is really awful, because I think that there is a lot bigger fish to fry and better places to put our energies, but that is just my personal opinion.
For sure.
But is this going to be something that's easily fixed by just getting a VPN on your phone? And, I mean, okay, we lose it in America, and you've got it in Canada. Do I just put in a VPN and
But the fines are exorbitant.
Oh.
Interesting. Didn't know that. Well, we can actually dive deeper into that on our Patreon. So if you want to come join the Delulu Canoe Patreon, it's linked at the bottom of the screen and the description down below. Kalaris, where can everybody find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm at Kalaris Polaris pretty much everywhere. That is the easiest
way. You got your name everywhere?
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, I mean, Kalaris Polaris is totally just made up. That's me, Kalaris Polaris.
Be sure to check her out everywhere. She has spicy sites. She has live streaming content, cosplay. Mm-hmm. You do all kinds of things. So go check her out. Check out her website. Click around. Touch all the buttons. And Adam, where can everybody find you? IMDb.
Look at my IMDb. Give me that rating. My Instagram is just my name, Adam Williams Astro. As far as my spicy sites, those are only available through a carrier pigeon. It's like I said, it's a very antiquated system.
And as we head out, be sure to subscribe. And if you're listening to us on all podcast places, be sure to give us the best star rating that you can, because we are the best and we're super cute. So, and we're in our infancy, so please take care of us. Mm-hmm. And as we leave, everybody gets to pick a character that they are in the canoe. Like, who do you feel like? Are you kind of, like, shocked and surprised and sad?
I like the little foxy angry one, yeah, on the end.
Yeah, your little kitty cat.
Or maybe you said I'm the leader, so maybe I'll be the purple guy.
You'll be the bear?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, rowing this boat to some hot takes.
Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely the cat today. I'm a little, like, shook. I'm like, oh my gosh, AI is scary.
What about
you, Adam? A cat, because kitties. I mean, I'm not saying anything about the expression on the cat's face. I mean, just kitties are like, the best, you guys. Cats. Kitties are the best, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, so much. Stay Delulu. We hope all your dreams come true, Lulu.